Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom on the programme tonight. The home of Mohammad Javed, the key accused in the Prayagraj violence, is brought down. His lawyer says the house isn't even his. The police say they found illegal weapons and objectionable literature. Now, nothing justifies violence of the sort that we saw on Friday in Prayagraj and elsewhere. But does justice mean destroying homes of those who haven't even been convicted? That home of Javed Mohammed was destroyed today. It turns out it was in the name of his wife. At least that's what his lawyer says. But in as much as we object to violence, whatever it may be, is this the rule of law? Is this what our India is meant to be? Joining us now, the senior advocate of the Supreme Court, Colin Gonzalez, Kamal Krishna Roy, the advocate of Javed Mohammed with us. He's a senior advocate in the Allahabad High Court, Alok Vats of the BJP, Geeta Bhatt, the political analyst who supports the RSS, with us as well. Thank you all very much for being with us. Kamal Krishna Roy, let me come to you first. Guns have been recovered from your client's home. Why is that the case? Apparently, these are illegal guns. Mr. Roy, I'm asking you, please go ahead.
Yes. What question?
Mr. Roy, my question is, guns have been acquired by the police from your client's residence. They say these guns have been illegally acquired. Is that correct?
This is the modus operandi of Uttar Pradesh police. A person who has been actively involved for the last two decades in all social movements, a person who has been in all peace committees constituted by the district administration, has been victim over the bulldozer politics of our...
No, so are you suggesting that the gun has been falsely placed there by the police? Is that your allegation?
False. The entire recovery is false. So, the bulldozing the house is also illegal.
No, I'll talk about the bulldozing in one moment. But the serious allegation of a gun, illegal guns being in that house which have been recovered along with large swords, is that correct or not?
Yes, we have come to this news through media report and some media persons that they have shown some recovery of illegal arms and some objectionable literature. But it is not the first time that Uttar Pradesh police have recovered such material from the Muslim youths and Muslim...
Right. Okay, so let me get a response to that from Alok Vats. Sir, Kamal Krishna Roy, the advocate of Javed Mohammed, seems to suggest that these weapons which have been recovered don't belong to his client. He seems to suggest that they may even have been placed there. How would you respond?
See, there are many culprits who have been nabbed and whose house has been demolished. Mm-hmm. But why only this person, illegal weapons have been recovered? So there is no question of it being placed there. Okay. It has been recovered. He has been involved in nefarious activities. So some of unobjectionable literature along with illegal weapons have been recovered. And it is true. If it is not true, let him go to the court and prove it there. But on the face of it, what has been recovered is true. It is not false.
You know, the part about the literature I find a bit strange, because if you look at what the police have said, they've said, "Aur ek kagaz mila hai jis par mananiya nyayalay ke khilaf talki bhari apattijanak tippani likhi gayi hai." Now, does that necessarily constitute violence?
No, it doesn't.
From inside his house?
No, it doesn't.
So then, what's so objectionable about whatever has been written
But the arms that has been recovered, the illegal...
Yeah, no, that's
weapons,
serious. That is... Again, I will come back to you. I will come back to you, Mr. Roy, one more time, because I didn't get a clear answer from you. Has this weaponry been found from your client's house? Is this his weaponry or not?
First thing, when they were searching the house, they must have invited some family members or the neighbors or the persons who are close to Javed Mohammed.
Yeah.
The recovery is shown to have been made by the police in the presence of the police only. Unless there are some neutral persons, family members, we cannot believe in such fabricated story of recovery of arms.
They say they'll produce this weaponry as well. Okay, all right, let's get to part two of this. I want to go across to Colin Gonzalez. Sir, does anything justify the demolition of a home of somebody who is arrested but has yet to be convicted by a court of law?
No, not at all. There's no law to justify what the UP police have done. And now we found out, I was on a webinar just a little while ago, it was not in his name, it was in the name of his wife, and her father had gifted it to her many years ago. So this is obviously what the UP police told us, that it's unauthorized construction, meaning some kind of dookie that has come up overnight, was a totally false narrative. And now we have a second narrative, because they are caught out on the first narrative. It was a long-standing structure gifted by the father of the wife to her. And now we have a new narrative. Oh, when they broke the structure, all of a sudden they find guns and all these kind of things inside. I have no doubt. I have no doubt, because this is a man without a criminal record for many, many, many years of social work. Suddenly you break the house, tell a lie to the people and to the media, and now you say, oh, we found all kinds of stuff. I have no doubt that this is a second lie of the UP police, and the UP police is not to be trusted at all. Lying is second nature. Tell lies to the people all the time. I have no doubt that Javed is in a frame-up. He's being framed. And I'm sure when the matter comes to court, the truth will come out. Because they can't carry this on in court.
Just before I go... Mr. Gonzalez, just before I go across to Geeta Bhatt, Mr. Roy, when you... I know your client is behind bars, but family members would have known that... They would have seen these bulldozers arrive. His wife and daughter are not presently in the custody of the police. At that stage, why did they not tell these Prayagraj authorities who carried out the demolition that whose house are you demolishing? The house belongs to me.
Yes. When for the last 3 days, the wife and the unmarried daughter of Javed Mohammed was kept in police custody in Mahila Thana without warrant, without FIR. And they were released today in the morning on the ground that they will not go towards their home and they have to take shelter to a relative's house. It was the condition of their release that they will not go. And the district administration and development authority has not invited any member of the family or any relative to be present while search were made. So any search in this fashion is nothing but a fabrication, a concocted and pre-determined things.
No, but Mr. Roy, you're still not answering my question. I understand what you're saying, that family members, the wife and the daughter, were not allowed to go back to their home. But were they not aware that this house would be demolished? In which case, should they not have told the authorities, 1 minute, this house doesn't belong to my father or my husband, it belongs to the wife?
Well, as their advocates, we belong to Adivakta Manch. We have 5-10 lawyers. We inform the authorities. We talk to the development authorities people that the house does not belong to Javed Mohammed. First thing. And second thing, demolition is not the first step. There is a Uttar Pradesh Urban Development and Planning Act which provides that if the construction is illegal, then they can regularize it by compounding it, by imposing some fine and charging fees. Second is that you can regularize there are various colonies in various states which are illegal and government regularizes it. And third thing, if that house is illegal, there are hundreds of houses in that land which are equally illegal. So demolition is not because the house is illegally constructed, but because the Javed Mohammed has played a part in the democratic movement of...
Geeta Bhatt, respond to that. What justifies the demolition of this house? It's apparently not even his house.
Vishnuji, thanks for having me on your show. And you see, I have a couple of observations here to make that, if there is, as I had seen on your channel, that the ADG of
Uttar Pradesh
mentioned that this is something which is being carried out by the Prayagraj Development Authority, which is a civic body, which, as per information, already had put various notices informing the person who owns the house, irrespective of whether it is a man or woman. If illegal construction has been done by a woman, will it be, is it that something, then the demolition of that?
No, I've read that.
That particular Geeta ji,
Geeta ji, have you read it? Have you read the notice? Because I did read the notice. And that notice, as I understand it, and if I recall, is actually marked to him. It's in his name. And therefore, it's not in the name of his wife, who apparently owns this. Now, that's what the lawyer says. Okay. That's what the family says.
Well, that is,
if it's not in his name, then it's not valid for him.
Yes, of course, if it is not in his name, if it is in his wife's name, irrespective of that, if it is an illegal construction, if there is a demolition that is being done by the civic body, then is it something which is going to be questioned? Second point is that the observation has been made that there are various other illegal houses also in the vicinity. So the question is that whether this house should not be demolished because there are other houses which are illegal, or is it that the other houses should also be demolished? One small point that I want to make, which is not being discussed at all, in this particular topic.
Go ahead.
And that is that, why is it that when the civic body wants to go ahead with a demolition drive, why is it that they are so scared of going and doing it alone? Why is it that they require heavy police production for it? This is something which needs a serious discussion.
Okay, so let's get, Geeta ji, you made three good points. Let's get a response to that. But just firstly, I have the letter, the notice with me. I'm going through that. And it is marked to Sri Javed Mohammed, Putra of Mohammed Azhar, and the address is given over there. And the assumption in this letter, as I understand it, is that the house was owned by him. If it's owned by his wife, it's a completely different context. But Colin Gonzalez, the other point that Geeta Bhatt mentioned, that this is an illegal property, so if it is being demolished, then how can you fault anybody?
Two things. I had a chat with some of the lawyers a little while ago, and apparently the stand is that letter of May 24th is a backdated letter which was never served on Javed. Javed, if he had got that, would say received and signed. He never got that letter at all. That's the first thing to investigate and check. Second, if it's an illegal construction, can you imagine in Uttar Pradesh there must be 1 crore in illegal constructions, and illegal construction standing for years and years and years. Are they demolished overnight? This must be something astonishing. This Javed guy must be somebody whom the government is really out to get. How can a structure which is standing for decades, suddenly you send the bulldozer and take it, and then you show a backdated letter of May 24th. This is the letter that we gave him. That was the strategy of the administration. Now, this needs careful investigation by an independent agency, not the UP government and the UP police. Look at that letter very carefully. Where's the signature of Javed that he's received?
No, there's no signature.
And second, it's not his house. So there's no notice at all to the owner of the house. Yeah. How dare they do a thing like this? Will they reconstruct? Will they pay compensation to a house where a lot of people are staying and staying for decades? Is this the way? Is this the rule of law? Or is this the future of Uttar Pradesh, where the government will do pure dadagiri and then lie to the press and lie to the people? I found guns, I found bombs and so on. A man without a criminal past.
Alok Vats, would you like to respond to that? Where is the rule of law in this? You break somebody's house, he's not even been convicted. Even if he has been convicted, even if the house was his, then why demolish a house? If he has caused violence, there must be any number of sections of the Indian law which need to be applied. Where is this house demolition? How is that part of the law?
See, he has been served 3 notices, rather 4, not just 1.
But the house is not his.
The last notice of demolition was pasted on his house.
No, but Alokji, sorry to interrupt, but is it a pure coincidence that the house would be demolished 3-4 days after this violence where he's been named as the prime suspect? Is it not to teach him a lesson?
And second thing, whoever house it may belong to, are you allowed to restore illegal weapons inside the house?
Okay.
And after that, what do you do with it? And let me tell you one thing. The learned advocate was saying there are crores of illegal house. There are crores of robbers in UP. But those only who are caught by the police are booked under the law. Rest goes scot-free. So his thing came into limelight and it was investigated and it was given all notices. And then illegal weapons were found there. What do you do with such a person and his house? You go and put garland and do flower throwing on the...
All right, Alokji, you know, it's important that, you know, I would suggest that respectfully that there needs to be some sort of independent look at whether this is legally, tenable.
Let it have an independent inquiry.
Truth will be
that there was illegal...
Look, we all hope for truth and let us hope the truth comes out. If there is somebody who's perpetrated violence as illegal weaponry, action must be taken. But if that's not the case, there has to be a path of law which has been written in our books for decades that has to be followed. But
Yogi's government doesn't do anything illegal.
All right. Well, we'll see if this stands in a court of law. I suspect this is going to go all the way up. But I did speak to the ADG looking after Uttar Pradesh. And one of the key points, and you'll see this in the interview, is when he mentions that there are some important new provisions of the law which are also going to be invoked in this particular case, including the Uttar Pradesh recovery of damages to public and private property, which is an extremely controversial act. It's been imposed after the CAA protests in the state, and the Supreme Court, in fact, didn't allow many of the convictions to go through, even though the law itself stands. Listen in. Joining us now, Prashant Kumar. He's the ADG Law and Order Uttar Pradesh, very much the key officer handling the law and order situation after the protest which we saw on Friday. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. Firstly, how many arrests at this stage have been made across the state, linked to the violence which we saw on Friday?
So far we have arrested 306 people in 13 FIRs.
Right. And could you give us an idea of injuries which your jawans have had or others, the extent of injuries?
13 policemen have been injured, and there has been damage to government property and public property also.
And Mr. Kumar, I'm just trying to understand, on what legal basis are you demolishing properties of those who are accused at this stage?
The police is not demolishing.
On what basis is this action?
It is the development authority,
right,
which is doing. So police is only there for maintenance of law and order.
But the police is meant to ensure that whatever action takes place is done legally. I'm just trying to understand on what legal provisions this is being done.
That must have been ensured by the development authority people. The development authority officers are already there. They have followed the due procedure, and there has been some notice which was pasted there, and they have been told what is legal, what is illegal in their construction, and they are taking action. That's why we are there to maintain law and order. You must have seen that
people
in that
presence.
Area, how they behaved after the Friday prayers.
I think there is nothing which remotely justifies the violence, and it's absolutely horrific. But sir, I must ask you, because it is important, the notice which was posted said that this person, Mohammed Javed, had to appear before a hearing for his illegal construction on the 24th of May. He did not turn up, and so a demolition order was passed. So my question is, would this property have still been demolished had there not been an order?
that I am not a competent person to give answer for this. You ask me anything about the arrangements we are making for peaceful, for maintenance of law and order and maintaining the peace and harmony in the state. That I will definitely answer.
So, sir, you know, when we started this interview, you had mentioned that there was certain property which had also been damaged as a result of the violence which had taken place. Now, are you therefore going to invoke the UP Recovery of Damages to Public and Private Property Act 2020?
Yes. That we have already made it very clear from the day one, and we have already issued notices also for the damage to the public and private property. In this case also, and on the 3rd June violence at Kanpur also, and all the action what people police is taking is on the basis of the photographs and the video footages which are available, and senior officers are monitoring the arrest. It has been made very clear by the government that no innocent person should be arrested and no guilty person should be spared. So we are working on that principle.
So you and have invoked the UP Recovery of Damages to Public and Private Property Act 2020. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yes.
So a tribunal would have to be formed, right, in assessing how this works.
Yeah, tribunal has already been formed. Tribunal has already been formed in UP at 3 places.
Right.
At Agraj, Lucknow and Meerut.
And that tribunal would assess the individual role of every person and attach their property accordingly.
Yes, obviously. They will follow the due procedure.
And sir, how long does this process, or is it likely to take? Is it time bound?
No, that is a judicial process. I cannot comment. We'll produce the evidence, and court will take due cognizance, and we'll follow the set procedure.
Mr. Kumar, you would have been aware of what happened in the Supreme Court on this law in 20, you know, when it was invoked against CAA protesters, when the Supreme Court said that the UP government acted as a complainant, adjudicator and prosecutor in the proceedings, and therefore it acted contrary to the rules laid down by the court, and, you know, those cases could not proceed. Are you wary about going ahead with this very controversial section of the law in Uttar Pradesh?
No. We have complied with the Honorable Supreme Court's order, and the government has formed a tribunal in which there is a judicial officer will try all these cases.
Right.
And after following the due procedure, probably you are missing the line that the Honorable Supreme Court has also made observations that these cases can also be tried by the tribunals.
Right. And sir, you know, this video which has emerged, it shows, you know, extrajudicial action. It's been released by a BJP MLA. How can the police accept something like that?
We don't subscribe to such things. We are investigating. And in case these things are true, we'll take action against the erring police officer.
Sir, how is it not true? Because it's absolutely clear. Unless you're suggesting that this video itself is fake.
No, you see, I am not saying anything. So let's not be judgmental. I've already said that we don't subscribe to such action. And we are examining it. It has come to our knowledge yesterday evening. And then in case our people have done something like that, we'll definitely take action.
Have you filed an FIR, sir, in this particular video? And
no, that is, it, to show bill, that is being inquired. If it is being found from UP, then we'll definitely follow the due procedure.
But sir, this it seems to be quite clear. I mean, it's that it is from UP. That's what the MLA seems to suggest. Is there any doubt on that, sir?
No. I have already told you that it is in our knowledge. It has come to our knowledge, and we are taking,
right.
We are examining.
And a final question on this. It's important, which is why I'm asking. I don't want to belabor the point. Are you time-bound to register an FIR in this particular case?
Come again?
Are you time-bound to register an FIR in linked to this video, which allegedly shows policemen beating these people?
No.
Is there a time period within which you need to file an FIR, sir?
No, first
if it
we
happened
have to
on
find
Friday,
out. They're in social media and in print media, and there are certain videos which are not from particular state, but it is normally shown saying that such and such things are happening. But since it is a very serious thing, and we are aware of our responsibility, we are examining it, and then we'll take action.
All right, Mr. Kumar, thank you so much for clarifying all of those issues and telling us what the present situation is. Nothing justifies any violence on the ground, and hopefully the peace will be returned. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.